One day.
You know, I don't believe in throwing people under buses. That's not what I do. If there's a bus and
what
a person, I wouldn't throw somebody under a bus. When you weren't here on Friday, when you had you were on a secret government mission on Friday, so you couldn't be here.
Yes.
And from the WGN TV Morning News, filled in for you. And she totally screwed up the beginning of the show.
Why? She was talking
supposed to
you?
Say,
oh, she didn't do the day of the week?
Well, she didn't do anything.
She didn't know.
As I guess it was on my shoulders. Whatever. She could have jumped over the console and quickly hit the buttons and said Monday.
She had her own button.
But she refused. She just out and out wouldn't do it.
Where'd you make
her
sit?
I said, come on, la 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 la. She was sitting in the green room. It's too far away, I guess. Whatever.
You know, I would like, Jasmine, I would like to work with her next time because you always get her when I'm gone.
Right.
When you're gone, they just give me whomever, and I'm fine with that.
Well, who have you gotten in the, you got?
Brian Noonan.
Brian's
I love working
great.
With him. Frank Fontana. Love
always
working
fun.
With him. But I just want one day with,
It
is fun to say, I gotta tell you. I've never said it like that before, and now I will never stop.
Can I tell you a story from off air? I made her mad during the show.
That doesn't surprise me for some reason.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
And you tell me. Uh-oh. I'm not saying one of us was right and one of us was wrong. Because I was a learning experience, and I know from now on to not do this.
Uh-oh.
But I brought up, you know, there was a time where they thought, la 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 la, might be great on The View. And they brought it on The
right.
View. And
I forgot
that
you auditioned. Why would you bring that up?
I brought it up. That's the second time or third time, maybe, I've brought it up. Because I'm fascinated with that.
But
I love
she didn't
The View.
Get it.
She didn't get it.
So why would you bring that up?
Something had happened. I don't remember what exactly happened, but I said, as somebody who was once on The View, and then she didn't roll her eyes, but she got, like, her temples tightened. I could see her forehead tighten, like, oh, here we go with The View again. But even to have been there, it'd be like if somebody said, hey, play a game on a you get to play a Major League Baseball game. You get to play for an inning in a Major League Baseball game. And it'd be like a career highlight, even if the team didn't say when the game was over, boy, your inning was great. We would like you to be a member of our team from now on and play baseball with us every day. I just thought to be, you know, to play in that field, to play with The View. But she said, "Oh, you really made me mad." And then I said,
"She said that?
Yeah,
off the air."
Yep.
So, what are you going to ask her next time you work with her?
Same thing. Find a new way to bring up The View. But that, I mean, I know she didn't get it, and they didn't give her a good chance. It was, you know, did you ever see the episode she did?
No, not the whole thing.
She said she's never seen it. She said she was so unhappy with the way it went, she won't even watch it. And I said, I know what that's like. I was on Magic Door for 2 years.
Yeah, exactly the same. I would not want, I mean, I know she wanted to get it, but I'm glad she didn't, because I like to have her here
right.
in Chicago.
Right.
For selfish reasons, I'm glad
she's
she didn't
Chicago's
get it.
La 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 la. She's not America's la 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 la.
Now it's just a la 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 la.
I'm not putting much into it, am
You're
I?
Not, no effort.
La 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 la.
Can I tell you, Mr. Major League 1 and 2, the latest episode of The Goldbergs was pretty much all about Wild Thing and Major League. They
was
showed
really?
Some footage, and I looked for you, and I was hoping you were in it, but you weren't. Does that make you feel bad? Because for every time you bring that up to Annabelle Laval, I'm going to bring up The Goldbergs episode that I was hoping you'd be on it.
Oh, that's excellent. I didn't know they did
it
that.
It was all about,
that's
you
nice.
Know, Barry playing and they were singing Wild Thing and there were some clips. It was very good.
How new of an episode was it?
I think it was just the last, like last week.
Really?
The most current episode, yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I think it's called Wild Thing.
That's the episode title.
I think.
I'll look for it.
Yes,
will find it.
I thought of you. I meant to tell you that.
I will find it. With all the talk about yesterday's Super Bowl ads, there's one ad that kind of came and went, and I don't know if anyone in the country was as excited as I was to find out that CBS is bringing back The Twilight Zone with Jordan Peele. Did you see that
I
ad?
I heard that before. No,
I didn't know that.
Did see that. Yes, you did.
I did? How could I have forgotten that? Maybe in my head I relegated it to the file of this is something that might happen but probably won't. But then they showed it, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see it. But then at the end, they pointed out that it's on CBS's All Access channel, which is where the new Star Trek is also. And I don't get the CBS All Access. I don't even know how to get it. Like, even if I wanted, I wouldn't know what to do. I want it. I just don't know what to do. All right, so we know that Star Trek, the current version of Star Trek, is on CBS All Access. And we know the Twilight Zone is also going to be there. But I don't know how to get that. It's not on my satellite system. It's not on my internet system. It's not on my Hulu. It's not on my, what else do we have? Dish Network. It's not on, like, any of the things we have, it's not on there. I've looked for it. So I'm glad it still exists, but I don't know how to get it.
I don't know.
And is it worth subscribing to something? If I'm sure they have more than just those two shows, don't they? They'd have to have a full schedule of shows. I have no idea.
I don't know that I'd get it for...
You would know if you had it.
Wait, what is it?
CBS All Access.
I'm sure I don't have it.
Right. But do you know how, like, let's say you go, well, this is ridiculous. I've got to get it. I don't know how to even get it.
Well,
what would I need to do?
Call your service provider. They always tell you to do that. Don't you know that by now?
They will not accept my phone calls.
CBS All Access.
They are done with me.
We might have it because of Big Brother. Isn't that on CBS?
Yeah, it is.
So what I'm gathering from, it's like a Hulu account, so you pay like a monthly subscription of $5.99 or $11.99, and then you like download it onto your...
Why is it either $5.99 or $11.99? What are my options? In color and black and white?
I think so. No, it's commercial free, you know, like the limited...
Oh, really?
Or, yeah, like Hulu.
But so, do they have other shows? Does it show other programming other than just Star Trek and someday The Twilight Zone?
That's what I see right now on CBS.com.
That's all
I don't
they have?
See anything else yet.
I think they should also make it available to people who don't have it.
They will later on Netflix or something, or Hulu,
But this is year two for Star Trek, and it's still not available because I want to see it.
Yeah, it says that you can stream it anytime, anywhere, like Apple TV, Android, Fire
TV. You have to subscribe to stream it, right? Yeah, I don't subscribe yet.
All right.
Could you get it for me for Steve Bertrand's birthday?
No. Okay. I'm not getting you something for his birthday. I didn't
that's
even get
selfish.
Him anything.
You're selfish.
Which Star Trek are you talking about?
The one that's happening right now with one of the girls that used to be on The Walking Dead.
Not the one with Sasha Seth MacFarlane?
No, that's on Fox.
Oh, okay.
That's The Orville. That's on Fox.
Oh, right. Do you like that?
It's okay. That's all right.
All right, well, I don't know if we have this, but I think this is not fair that you have to pay for it. That's stupid.
No, it's a good business model, because that's how American enterprise works, is you make something, you charge people for it. So
no,
I understand that, Bill,
but come on.
I should be allowed to see, since I love them, they should give me a pass,
well,
right?
Okay, that's even dumber than what I said.
I'm going to call them and suggest that. I'm a huge fan. Could I have it for free, please? Hello? Hello? Hello?
That's not fair. I mean, I could see if it's Netflix or... But now each network is going to have stuff that you have to pay extra for.
Yes.
I refuse to do it, although somebody says get... Buy IPTV set box, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get all channels.
Oh.
But I don't know if you'll get the extra channels, will you? And is it legal?
I'm not sure what that is, so I can't answer.
I'm surprised they didn't catch you with your on-TV piracy back when they showed porn.
Adult films.
Yep.
And you'd have to, like, if you really wanted to see them because they were scrambled, you'd have to move your neck up and down to watch it.
While you're having sex. That's how you figure it out.
That's dirty.
No, it isn't.
Jazz, was that? Yeah.
Just a little dirty.
Smart TV. IPTV set-top box. What is it?
I'm already confused.
Is it illegal?
Oh, it's got to be legal. Doesn't it? The IPT box? That's got to be legal.
IPTV.
Yep.
Not sure.
That's for people with...
I have a Roku, which is basically kind of like Apple TV.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it has like HBO Go. We have Xfinity. So even though we don't even have cable anymore, it's like it has live TV and everything else, and you can record your shows just like Xfinity, but you just don't have Xfinity anymore.
So you only get HBO Go, which is like a sampler platter of HBO stuff?
No, like it's streaming. HBO Go. It's like a stream. Yeah.
So anything on HBO, that's probably not what they meant to do, because if you canceled HBO, you're not really supposed to have HBO Go.
Jasmine's
well, no, it's a difference. It's like a streaming channel, so it's like Hulu. So, yeah, you don't have to necessarily have HBO inspire your like cable plan to have HBO Go.
So instead of paying either $5.95 or $11.95 for CBS Access, what would it cost me to get this thing?
Is
it
this Roku thing?
Yeah.
This Roku thing is like $40 for the whole year.
$40 a year?
Yeah.
And I would get stuff from Netflix, right?
Yes. Well, you obviously have to buy into the accounts like Netflix and stuff like that. So that's where your money comes in, but it's way cheaper than cable.
Well, that's what I should do because I kid you not, my cable bill, and part of it is we get the highest speed internet available.
Yeah.
Because Jim does lots of streaming and podcasting, so we can't have glitches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like $100 and some
a month.
And that's added on to like whatever package we get. We're spending like $300 a month on cable.
Right. Right.
That's unacceptable. And then my phone is like $300 a month.
Yeah.
Like for everybody, for four people's cell phones with unlimited data. But that's $600 a month.
Right.
To be plugged in. And it's like, Jasmine, that just sounds like a way better way to do it. Cause if you do Hulu and Netflix and then, and Roku, you have to pay a subscription for it? I thought you just bought the unit and plugged it in.
You pay a subscription for it, but then like it's only like $40, and then it's like an annual fee.
Can you DVR stuff off that?
Can I get what?
Can you DVR any? Like if there's a show on and you want to tape it and watch it later, can you do that?
Yeah, so you if can? You have Xfinity, you have the app, you can do that.
All right, but you don't have any. See, I don't understand. So you don't have any cable provider?
No, it's like through the internet. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, it's, you get like a, how can I describe it? It's like a Hulu subscription, right? But you just don't have the necessary cable services.
I get so confused by this. It'd be easier for me to actually have the actors come to
my... I wish I could show you guys. So
if I had the actors come to my house and just perform it in my living room, it'd be easier.
Do you see why I pay more, though? Because I can't wrap my head around this.
Yeah.
It's really easy. Like, once you get it, before I was like, I don't understand this, but it's definitely
safe. So Xfinity is your internet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have the internet to have.
But you do not have any kind of, like, basic package to watch television. You're watching television through your Roku.
Through the Roku, through the Xfinity app.
All right. I understand it now.
I
you have the greatest look of all on your face.
There's so much stuff I want to see, and I don't know how. Like the Star Trek show, when it first premiered about a year ago.
What's it on?
CBS All Access.
And someone texted that they're the first network to try this.
Yeah. Well, they're the first of our ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, but there's other
local.
There's other outside networks.
Well, Disney was the other one.
Disney,
who's
right.
Doing it.
Disney does it too, right. And you're going to start to see it with sports teams very, very soon. I don't know if that'll affect you, but it's going to, you know, like if you want to see a Cubs game, they're not going to be, I hate to say it, they're not going to be accessible on Channel 9 or Chicago Sportsnet anymore. They're going to have their own cable network you have to subscribe to.
That's
going to be
fair.
You're going to see that more and more with sports teams very soon.
Because Hulu was, I saw the billboards, they were advertising, watch the Bears live on Hulu as they play. And I'm wondering how that works.
Yeah.
But it's different than the Hulu we have. It's like you have to do the upgrade to Hulu streaming.
Yeah. Right.
So there's always this upgrade. We should have an upgrade on the show. This is free unless you want us to work harder than you... You have to pay more. I don't understand how it works. And Jimmy Mack was in trouble at our house because he canceled Hulu. He didn't think anyone was watching it. And I said, are you kidding? We all like, what?
Right.
Because I just watched, there is this fire festival that was going on, FYRE, with Ja Rule and this guy, I can't remember, Billy McFarland. And he's in jail right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are two documentaries. One is a Netflix version done by part of the people involved.
Yeah.
And then there's another one on Hulu, which is done from an outside source. So they're pretty different.
Yeah.
But we just watched Hulu, and I said to Jim, how could you not? Why didn't you ask any of us? He goes, well, I don't watch it. I go, well, the three of us do.
Yeah. Right.
So he had canceled it as of February 1st, so last night he had to reinstate himself.
Does that cost extra?
No, and they made it easy because we were worried all the things we saved. I know you can go back and save it again, but, you know, things in your queue.
Right.
You have like a month, I think, if you go back and reinstate yourself, they're all kept there.
Oh. there's never a time at my house where something isn't being taped for either myself, my wife, or one of my daughters. There's no downtime. And sometimes, we've had this issue on Sunday nights, we're all taping stuff at the same time, and the computer just gives up.
Well, yes, if you have too many things going at once, because sometimes an error message will pop up saying, you know, out of room, or it's you have to click OK because it's recording at another receiver.
Yep. We get those messages all the time. There's only once or twice a week that happens.
Sunday's the big one.
Sunday nights, for some reason, because True Detective is on for me, and I don't even know what.
It.
Yeah, you would love it. It's really good. Really good. But so we're trying to deal with that. All I know is I got so excited that this was like my shift of emotions within 60 seconds. I'm watching it. I'm like, what is this? I don't know what's going on. Then it's established that it's the Twilight Zone and it's coming back. And I'm dancing. I'm going, I can't believe the Twilight Zone coming back. I never dance. And then it says CBS All Access. And I go, oh, put it on the one network that I have no affiliation with at all.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Is that fair?
Bill, I got to tell you about something after the news.
All right.
There is something. Can I just tell you? I'll give you a hint.
All right.
I may have found the best ice cream known to man.
Oh, all right. You got my attention.
You know me. Ryan Burroughs here as well. I am not a big ice cream lover. Like,
ice cream's the greatest food ever invented.
Is it the ice cream flavor or the things you add to the ice cream?
Typically, if I'm going to eat ice cream, I'm going to have like a sundae or something where, like, you know.
So vanilla with all this stuff.
Like a turtle sundae would be my perfect ice cream thing.
Yeah.
But I very rarely will say, oh, let's go get a pint of ice cream. I'm going to eat it. Or let's go get two scoops of ice cream. It either has to be like prepared in a sundae or I don't really.
Really?
And a milkshake is a waste of time for me.
Oh.
That I'll eat that when I don't have teeth.
We can talk about this now that it's not, you know, 20 below outside.
Right.
This is a fair topic.
We would have been put in the stocks.
You would have been banished.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Like, people say, oh, it's summer. Let's go get some ice cream.
No.
It's not like it's thirst quenching. So
ice
you can have
around.
It. Yes.
You could have ice cream.
I think I found the greatest ice cream I've ever had in my life.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
And you know, I don't even really like it. I'm going to stop home and get myself a couple pints.
Is it Yummy Vanilla from Jewel from 1973?
How did you know?
All right. We'll find out what ice cream has changed Wendy's life, and then we'll talk about strong women and what they're capable of. I'm gonna give you a test, Wendy.
All right.
Ryan, I'll give you the same test. We'll see which one of you come out on top on this. And also some news will be thrown in. No extra charge on that. Take that, CBS All Access. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, who wants to know about the best ice cream ever in the whole world?
The best ice cream ever.
So is this a brand? Is this a style?
It's a brand.
It's a brand.
I had never heard of this before. And
tell me what it starts with.
No, because I know you're going to know this. I'll let you guess. Don't look at my screen.
I can't see it.
All
it's
right.
Angled. I can't see it.
I went and got a bunch of stuff for. I was invited to a Super Bowl party yesterday, but I didn't want to go, so I felt like the need to make appetizers at home just for me and the boys. So I went to Mariano's and I picked up Little Smokies and crescent rolls, made little wiener wraps and other things. And
Little Smokey, of course, part of the halftime festivities. You did a great job.
Yeah. Little Smokey and Big Boy up there.
And then I was told by everyone asked me to get them their own pint of ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Dylan wanted mint chocolate. I thought Ben and Jerry's would have a mint chocolate, and I thought they did, but they were out of it.
Yeah.
I got Cherries Garcia for Michael.
Solid choice.
Mint chocolate, the only one they had available was a particular brand that started with a G.
Graters.
How do you know about this?
From Cincinnati, Ohio.
All right, Rain Man of ice cream. Bill?
Good stuff.
They have a Grater's right by your mother and father-in-law in Northfield.
Northbrook,
yeah.
Okay, well, I know that now. I didn't
but
know this at the
time. Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. They have a coconut chocolate chip. I have never been one to eat out of a container. I just put some in a bowl.
I'll have
a few bites and that's it.
Yeah.
I want to go buy a case of it. And they have a special flavor of the month kind of thing, a limited time only. It is chocolate almond coconut.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like an Almond Joy.
Yeah.
Which you had.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It is the best ice cream I've ever had. You know what makes it so good, though? Do you know this, Mr. Grater's?
It's made with love.
In a French pot.
Yes.
Well, with love in a French
pot. In a French pot.
Do you even
love.
Know what a French pot is?
It's what makes it good.
Mm-mm. It's a secret. It's an industry secret.
They make it one batch at a time. They use humongous chocolate chunks.
A lot of ice cream places claim that, but they don't tell you how large the batch is. Like, they're not making a quart at a time.
Well, no,
they're
I know that.
Making a giant roomful at a time, but that's still a batch.
Our ice cream comes out of the French pot, ready to eat. While delicious, it's too thick to pump into pint containers like most ice cream makers.
Yeah.
The only solution is an old-fashioned one. We roll up our sleeves, put on some gloves, and get to packing. On a typical day, we hand pack nearly 20,000 pints with our fastest packers averaging up to 15 pints a minute.
Wow.
That's got to be super cold.
Yeah.
On those hands.
Yes.
All right. Well, I never
find
heard
a
of
ring
this.
In there.
I think they use this.
No, they have gloves on. I just said that.
It's not just their hands.
Well, are they warming it. Gloves? They've got to be warming, right?
No, I bet they're just rubber gloves.
You got to deal with ice cream? Boy, that's a tough job right there. It's frostbite country.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's Grater's spelled Graeters. I knew Bill would know.
Yeah. It's good stuff. There's no question.
You don't seem to think it's the best you've ever had. That's interesting.
It's not for me, it's not by far the best I've ever had. It's good. I like it. I would never say no to it.
So the next question would be, hey, Bill.
Where would you go instead?
What is your favorite kind of ice cream?
All right. I got a couple different branches of that.
All right, I got a guy. Here's
all right,
the
go
thing.
Ahead.
Number one is Kilwins out of Michigan. They have one in Evanston now. There's one downtown.
They opened one in LaGrange, and it only lasted a couple years. Because I wasn't that great.
It's expensive.
So
this is a storefront.
Kilwins makes fudge and various kinds of bakery items.
I loved their fudge.
Their fudge is so good.
Their ice cream tasted like everybody else. I mean, it wasn't bad.
There's something about what they call premium ice cream. Like, a lot of stores... Whatever grocery store you shop at has a couple of brands. Like, if you go to Jewel, they've got Big Bunny ice cream. They've got Turkey Hill ice cream. They've got, which, by the way, when you're having ice cream, you want to think about turkeys.
Bunnies. I mean, what is this with the ice cream?
I'm not sure why they attach animal names to all their ice creams. But those are all, like medium-level brands where it fits the description of ice cream, or sometimes ice milk, which is a little lower in fat content. But if you're going premium ice cream, like Kilwins, you really can taste the difference. And Grater's, too. Grater's uses, you know, really solid products in their ice cream. No, it's good.
I don't need his bone, it's trust good. Me.
But if you had them in a blind taste test, you would... if you know and love ice cream, you can tell the difference. You can tell that the quality is there.
I bet that's 100% true, but for me, not really being a huge ice cream fan, I bet I could taste that. This Grater's tastes different than anything I've ever had.
It is good. It is good.
It's the only one made in a French pot.
If you're going to have ice cream, you should demand that it be made in a French pot. Now, if you like stuff like you just said, sundaes and stuff like that, there's a place called Lickety Split, which is in Rogers Park.
I don't live anywhere near there.
It's worth the trip, though.
There's an Andy's Custard near me. That's okay.
Andy's Custard is just okay.
Oh!
Wow. It is just okay.
And that Evanston.
And Culver's, again, just okay. I like their food.
I like their butter burgers.
Love their butter burgers. But their custard is always chocolate or vanilla with just stuff in it.
Sure.
If you're going to go custard, Cops in Milwaukee is just unbeatable.
And Ryan, he and his wife will actually get in the car and drive to Milwaukee just to have ice cream.
We do it several times a year.
They're weird.
We just look at each other.
Do you have the golden spoon? Do you have the gold spoon?
I do not have a gold spoon. I do not have a gold spoon.
Okay. This is that ice cream taster, right? Isn't there that ice cream taster guy who goes around with the gold spoon?
There are several people who have that designation. Their taste buds are such that they could have a scoop of ice cream and tell you everything that's in it and how much of it. I don't know how they do that. That's amazing incredible. To me.
Oh, they have a tasty turtle at Lickety Split. Vanilla custard, really hot fudge, caramel topping, salted pecans, whipped cream, and a cherry.
You would like the Bing Crosberry, which is vanilla ice cream. Now, this goes against my rule of get the actual flavor in the ice cream.
Okay.
But in this particular instance, it's vanilla ice cream, but then it's got an array of berries. It's got blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. It's really good.
Have you guys ever been to Fair Oaks Farm in Northwest Indiana? You've probably driven by it a million times on 65 over there. I know they make their own ice cream. I don't know if it's any good.
I've seen signs for it, but I've never been there.
Okay. Because I think they were doing a contest for a while where they wanted you to come up with a new ice cream concept, a new idea.
Oh.
And that's been something that I'd been kicking around. Like, you know, you're driving to Indianapolis.
Are they saying new flavor or a whole new idea for ice cream?
Well, I think whatever you can come up with, something that maybe they can do that's unique. And I always thought that it would be interesting to add jalapeno into ice cream to see what the hot and the cold would be like together. I've always wondered
There's
that.
There's a place in Maine that does it.
Do they?
I've not had it because I don't like jalapeno, but okay. They do have an ice cream flavor.
Is that the same place that has the lobster ice cream too?
No.
Okay.
This is a different place.
Because that's... I love lobster. I don't want it in my ice cream.
I would try it.
Of
but
course, because there's lobster.
It's lobster and ice cream.
Last month I had
like the two best things in the world.
Last month I had peanut butter on my burger and it blew my mind.
Oh,
have you ever had that
good.
Before?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It actually, I didn't know what to expect, and there's something about that creaminess that goes along
really
with those
good.
Burgers. I was
bacon
I was
also.
Floored. Yeah, it was a regular burger that basically had a smear of peanut butter
Who
on the inside
that?
Of it.
Who's responsible
there's a,
for this?
It's in Valparaiso. Oh gosh, you're gonna drive. I can't remember what it is right now, but it's right downtown Valparaiso.
Remember.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very, very good. It was called the Elvis Burger. I know that.
Well, that sounds really good.
It was, and now I don't ever want to eat a burger without peanut butter
that.
Again.
I would not.
Peanut butter on almost anything is a plus.
I don't
I just like
do
it by
the,
itself.
Do you do the fried egg on the burgers?
No.
That's not supposed to be
It's
there.
Happening more and more often,
I've
though.
Noticed that. I don't like runny eggs anyway.
No,
so.
Not on a hamburger. Not on a hamburger. All right, Wendy, it's time to quiz you to see how mentally strong you are.
Oh, God.
Super strong.
I'm not very. All
Super
I'm thinking
strong.
About is Grater's ice cream right
this
now.
This is from MSN. It's a test to see how strong you are mentally. Number one, are you able to think about things that are not ice cream related, it says, number one.
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay, that's interesting. All right. Do you or don't you compare yourself with other people?
Not anymore. I used to.
You did? What changed?
I don't, I am my own person. I'm comfortable in my own skin, I think. I really do.
I think it takes a while to get to that point, doesn't it?
But yes, but as you get older and it's like, okay, I've had kids, there's no, I got nothing to look forward to anymore.
That's cheery.
So, I have the job
idea.
I want.
Yeah.
I there's no need to compare.
Right. Did you realize this like overnight or did it take a long time to figure this out?
Probably many years.
Yeah. It says whether you're looking at Instagram photos of a celebrity's vacation or you're hearing your friend talk about her latest raise, comparing yourself with others is always tempting. But every minute that you spend comparing your life with somebody else's
wasted
is
energy.
60 seconds that you aren't focusing on your own goals.
Yep. I have no goals, so that makes
it easy. Oh, that's easier. All right, I'm going to give you a 6 on that one.
But I just, and I don't mean this in a depressing way, but I'm like Popeye. I am what
well, you
I am
and
right
that's
now.
All what you am.
So there's no changing it now.
Right. Right. But if somebody here, let's say somebody here took a buyout.
Judy Pilek.
Would you say, oh, I wonder if they offered me a buyout, if I would do something similar?
No, because I know I wouldn't.
Yeah, right. Right.
I mean, but that's not really comparing yourself to someone.
What if somebody, like last week when it was the coldest Chicago's ever been, went off to Mexico?
Oh, you mean Stephanie Tischner?
Maybe. Would you compare yourself to that? And go,
no,
oh,
I just hated her.
That's more healthy. That's a far healthier attitude. Good for you. Do you insist on perfection?
I know you're going to be shocked by this answer, but I am a bit of a perfectionist.
Yeah. For yourself or for those around
you? For everything.
For everybody.
I know that it doesn't show probably, but I am like if I'm going to do a party, I'm going to do it the best I can do.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I
You are a perfectionist.
A little bit.
It says here, Wendy, perfectionism has a cruel, ironic twist. It'll cause you to experience such high levels of stress that your performance will actually become impaired.
I believe that.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably
accurate.
True.
And you'll never be perfect.
You'll never be perfect.
It's true. I mean, you'll
you
never.
You can't be. What's perfect?
I know that now.
But there was a time you did not.
Well, you just always, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
And what is perfect? Everybody's perfect varies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is so existential. I like this.
Yep.
Is this just for women? Because this could totally apply to men.
It says here, do not try this on men. That this is only for women. That's what it says. Do you see vulnerability as a weakness?
I don't, but I know a lot of people do these days.
Ryan, you're pointing at...
She found the place. She found the place in Valparaiso.
Oh, which one was it?
It's Radius.
Radius?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Radius.
Radius puts peanut butter on their hamburgers.
Yes, and it's very good. Highly recommend. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Because I was curious, and I'm sure listeners want to know too. Because we're taking a field trip to Valparaiso.
We are.
Everybody will go next weekend. All right. So vulnerability, you do not see as a weakness.
No, I think we need to all be honest with ourselves and with others.
Right.
And if you have a problem or you need help, I think you should be able to ask for it. It doesn't make you a weak person.
You're right.
It means you need to learn. Can't we all learn every day?
I think so. It's okay with me.
I sound good when I, you know.
When you're talking it up.
Yeah, I wish I could practice what I preach. I don't think it's a weakness. I think the problem today is people see it as a weakness and
right.
They shouldn't.
It shouldn't be. I'm with you. I agree. Do you let self-doubt stop you from reaching your goals?
No, not anymore.
Was this the same week that you changed your mind on the other one?
No, but there are some times, like, I have always wanted to be, like, a rock and roll singer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way I could have done it back when I could have, because I can't remember lyrics. I have a difficult time doing that. I can sing okay, and I think with lessons I'd even get better.
Yes.
But I just, there's no way I trusted myself enough to do it, otherwise that's what I'd be doing right now.
But you said back then I couldn't be, but do you think you could
I'm too old.
You're too old now.
Yes.
Oh, that's sad.
there's no way. I mean, and then...
Too old to start now. If you were already established, you could continue to sing.
Yes, come on, look at the 70-year-old rock and rollers
have. That's so true. Do you overthink... Now, it says everything, which I think is...
I overanalyze my analyzations.
Oh.
I overthink everything.
Oh,
wondering what Ryan's thinking
it's something that I've been working on, trying to carve out times of the day, whether it be meditation or what have you, that you just don't think. And that is the hardest thing, because your brain wants to work constantly, and it's constantly thinking about things that do and don't exist, and trying to drive that wedge and create that hole where you can just not think. It's the hardest thing to do right now.
That's where Word Crossy comes in and Candy Crush.
Well,
you don't think while you're doing it.
Yeah. But it's you kind of want to. I was reading that. I don't know if you guys have seen that New York Times article about boredom and about how kids just aren't bored nowadays. They constantly need to be engaged, constantly want. And sometimes it's good to just let them be bored.
Yeah.
And it's that whole process of just trying to get your mind to. That's when you're most creative, is when you're not thinking about all the things you have to do during the day and, you know, everything that you've done or
when
what people are thinking about you.
When is that time that you don't think about what you have to do during the day? Because I can't...
Well, that's where you got to start the meditation practice and cut away for 20 minutes, 15 minutes a day.
See, that I know I could not meditate under any circumstances, because all I'd be thinking about is, I got to do this for 26
minutes.
Well,
and that's the fight.
The whole time.
And it's not... It's not when you come out of it, you shouldn't be spending that 20 minutes fighting with your brain. It's all about trying to get to that point and trying to get your all those thoughts to just kind of drop off. It's not easy, and it's not something I'm good at either, but I'm trying.
Do you have music playing in the background when you're meditating?
You know, I actually find that the guided meditations are more difficult, because they're telling you, okay, now think about breathing. And it's like, I don't want to think. I'm trying to not
And is that
think.
Done through a recording, or is that a live
person?
Yeah, I've
got this app called Calm. It's the Calm app.
Yeah.
And I downloaded that.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of different things. They've got like sleep offerings where you can listen to stories. And it's amazing how difficult it is to just sit there and listen to an audio story. Like, without your mind just going off in 50 trillion different things. And part of what I try to do in that 20 minutes is actually focus on what it is. Not just trying to get through it, but like... What, you know, actually trying to focus for that 20-25 minutes.
Do they make the stories boring to let you just kind
of... One of them is, and a lot of celebrities are in there. People you're probably aware of. People are, you know, in their 70s, 80s, whatever, who are reading things like the instruction manual to cricket. You know, and it's like, I don't know, but I'm trying to focus on what these... One guy just reads, like, all of the different kinds of sheep there are in the world. And it's just
trying to
sit there and mentally focus without, like, you know, like, okay, I'm going to concentrate on what this guy is saying for 20 minutes and see if they can hold my concentration.
I couldn't do it.
I can't even lay out, like on vacation, I can't even lay out on a Chase Lounge with a drink anymore. I can do it for maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then I'm like, I'm antsy, I gotta get up, I can't just chill anymore.
Right.
So after having kids, that's what happened to me.
That's probably the way it is. I mean, I feel like I constantly have to be moving and sometimes.
But are you ever bored? Like, I'm never bored ever. I don't know if there's ever been a time in my life where I've been bored.
Well, it's
ever
that old, you know, the probably what your boss told you when you were a teenager. If you can lean, you can clean. Like, you should be doing something. You know, you should always be doing something.
But it's not a matter of doing something. Like, my brain is such to where if even boredness, being bored tried to seep in a little bit, I would entertain myself mentally. You know, I would just go, I'll think about this. I'll think about this. I'm never bored ever.
You know, the problem is because we're so, the internet's done this to us, our cell phones have done, this is kind of what my series was about last week, was about this, you know, constant need to, okay, so you're on your phone, you're checking Facebook, then you check Twitter, then you
play
check,
a video game,
and you're doing this, and it's just like your mind is going here, then here, then here, then here, then here, then here, then here. Oh, I got a text message, boom, go here. Oh,
don't you think that's screwing up most kids' attention spans is what you just described?
Exactly.
It is, right?
And that's why this whole effort now of trying to be bored and not being constantly engaged is something that's kind of
the other night, Saturday night, my wife and I went out with two friends of ours, and our kids have kind of grown up together, right? So I have two daughters, they have two sons, and we were talking about between the four of them and their friends, they have a lot of first dates, but they have very few second dates. And I said, it's because everybody's attention span is screwed up. You know, everybody needs constant fulfillment. And when they're not getting that, you got to move and go in a different direction and find somebody else. Because, like, all my daughter's friends, they all tell that same story that my daughters tell. Met a guy, loved him for the first date, didn't want to go out on a second date. Met a different guy, wanted to go out on a second date. Nah, I'm all right, thanks. It's got to be the attention span.
Although, if something really clicked, I think there'd be a second date.
Oh, and there have been, but not as many as you would imagine, right? Just because.
How old were these?
My daughters are 22.
Okay.
Their son is 22, and their other son is 20.
Your daughters are 22 already?
We are seeing delayed. Yeah. I mean, one of the people I talked to for that series was talking about the delayed benchmarks, the things that we would want to do. You know, we were 16, 17, 18 years old. That are now 22, 23, 24.
Like dating is one of them.
Driving, right? Haven't you had that with the driving?
Michael was 18 or 19 when he finally got his driver's license. And Dylan said right away, as soon as I turned 16, he turned 16. He's not in a hurry to get it. It's really weird.
These benchmarks that they used to you know, progress, you know, at certain times that are now later
and later.
And that may not be a bad thing, but what they're also seeing, too, is that, you know, the relationship aspect is getting delayed. You're encountering with people because you're on your phone the whole time.
Kids
would rather have relationships with their phone and that internet world than actually face-to-face contact.
That's very true.
It's ruining our ability, one of the doctors said, to, like, recognize facial cues.
Yes.
Because
the lack of one-on-one time.
Exactly, so, like, emotions and things like that, you're not contemplating as much as you, because you're so used to seeing emojis and things on your phone. So,
Your peanut butter burger stand is up and running for the season if people want to stop by and get a peanut butter burger with you in Valparaiso. All right.
What's it called? Radius?
Radius
in Valparaiso.
Although I'm sure you could add peanut butter to any burger. You've got good burgers, though, but
And what's the name of the ice cream I like now?
You like Graters.
Okay.
Starts with a G.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only so-so on the bill list.
It's good. It's not my favorite, but I do enjoy it.
We're going
I've
on
never
a field
had
trip.
Ice cream so good.
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
Adam Hoge will be on to talk about cricket when we return. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Graders is greater. Graders is greater.
Why don't you go to next time you visit your in-laws, go there. You'll love it. It's really good. In the summer, they're jammed to the rafters. You can't even get in the summer.
Well, then I'm not going.
Don't
go
in the summer. Go now. All right, that's it for today's show, everybody. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. Tomorrow should be a good one.
Why? What's going on?
It's Tech Tuesday.
All right, well, I'm up for that.
Yeah, there'll be a story about phones. They're either getting bigger or smaller, but we'll find out.
Let's go Rams.
It's too late. It's way too late. That's it, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.